Good afternoon, Wrangle. You're listening to Talk on the Rock, your local live call-in show. The time is 1 o'clock, and we have our guest, Esther Ashton, in the studio today. She's the tribal administrator at the Wrangle Cooperative Association. So if you want to call in, that number is 874-2345. You can call to say hi or ask a question. So, Esther, thank you for coming in today.
Thanks for having me here, June. Happy to be here.
Cool. So there's a lot of stuff that's been going on with the tribe this year. Let's just kind of take a look back at what's already happened.
Yeah, so it's been a very, very exciting year. We have had so much going on, a lot of positives. We've had some challenges and definitely overcome, and we're feeling great about everything. So yeah, some of the exciting things that happened, we received some significant grant funding for our tribal citizens here in Wrangell, and actually for all citizens here in Wrangell. We received a $600,000 ICDBG grant, and that grant is to help improve energy efficiency in tribal members' homes. So it's a low income, it targets the elderly, homes with younger children. We put $200,000 in, and then we received a $90,000 state match. So we're smack dab in the middle of doing these repairs to homes. It's being done with the help of Clinkett and Haida Regional Housing. And so that was a big deal to us, to be able to help our tribal citizens improve energy efficiency and lower their monthly cost of living. So that was super exciting. Have to give a shout out to Aaron Angerman for that one. He was the tribal administrator when that was originally applied for, and they did all of the surveys that led up to that funding. Aaron was also there when we applied for the ANA grant. And the ANA grant is one where we put together a plan to prevent the outmigration of tribal citizens. So we are in the process of putting that plan together. Please keep an eye out on Facebook and boards. We would love to have participation in those meetings. They're going really well, but we'd love to get even more participation. So that was the second grant we got. And then the third grant, which is very, very exciting for us, is a Healthy Homes grant. And there were only 11 nationwide, and we got one of them. So the Healthy Homes grant sort of piggybacks off of the ICDBG. And we went in collaboration with CAKE and Petersburg. So we figured that if we did more of a regional approach, maybe there would be a greater potential for us receiving the grant. And it worked. So we have the Healthy Homes grant, which will help mitigate health hazards in homes. Again, targeting elders and homes with children, but definitely trying to go out there and help those that are low income in their homes. So those were some of the grants. The last grant that we got, which was a really, really fun grant to be able to work with, is the Healthy Is Here grant from Search. And under that grant, we received $50,000 to help improve the health of our Wrangell tribal citizens. And it was left up to the WCA board as far as how they wanted to go about spending those funds. So they really went about it in a very strategic, methodical way. There were meetings asking for input. They had workshops. So they came up with a list of things that they thought would really help with the health in our community. And that was given out to those organizations and entities. I believe you were there. We had a ceremony to give out that funding, and we tried to spread it as far and wide in the community as possible. Yeah, so some examples, the Kyle Angerman Playground, we gave them $5,000, and they're, from what I hear, really successfully leveraging those funds. We gave $5,000 to Jill Privett's Teen Night. So that is up and running. And from what I hear, it sounds like it's a great success and lots of fun. We gave some money to the schools, to the city. So yeah, that was really exciting for us to be able to do and impact in that way. And one of the aspects of that grant that I'm really excited about is that we asked for $2,500 to go towards putting together a culture and language class for the WCA employees. So every other week, our employees will get to take Tlingit language and culture classes and board members so that they can really just deepen themselves in the culture and learn the language, learn how to introduce themselves in Tlingit when they go to conferences, things of that sort.
Yeah, I'm wondering who's going to teach that?
Virginia Oliver. So, yes, Virginia and I have been planning how this is going to look. We're going to do it during lunchtime. We have the books on order from Sea Alaska Heritage Institute. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. Got the idea from Tlingit and Haida Central Council. They do that with their employees up there.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, so when we're talking about grants, it's like, there's so much that goes into the community from these grants, and these are, you know, seems like mostly federal. Yeah. But you also mentioned some state money's coming in and some search money coming in. And then they go to, you know, to cultural programs, to these, you know, to Jill's teen night, and also, but also to like infrastructure around town, people's homes. Yeah, it's just sort of wild.
Yeah, well, and there's actually some programs that people don't even know about, really, that's not very publicized that we do. For example, the senior services here, the lunch program, we do a pass-through grant with them. So they get $113,000, and it comes through WCA because we're able to apply for those funds because they're helping our elders, and in the Tlingit culture, our elders are so important to us. And so we're able to do that pass-through grant, which really helps the senior center here maintain and keep afloat. I guess the other one that is a pass-through grant that a lot of people don't know about is we every year apply for a grant with the library. So this year we got $10,000, and it comes through WCA, and it's somewhat of the same thing. They help with library services for our native students. So this year it was close to $10,000 that we're doing as a pass-through for the library. So yeah, anytime we can find those pots of funds that can help benefit our community, we are always trying to utilize them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and can you quantify this for me? Like, how much money does the tribe get a year to put into stuff around Wrangell?
So the total dollar amount really varies. It varies depending on what grants we have come in. I mean, we do have our basic departments. Like, we have our transportation department, and our transportation department does a lot of projects around town. We paved Weber Street. We paved the Shakeen, the Tlingit and Haida housing area that comes down and all the way to Zemovia Highway. So we have that funding plus our IGAP funding. But then we've got a fisheries pot of money that we deal with, all those grants that I mentioned, and then the pass-through grants. So it just depends every year on what the prospect is looking like. But what I want to say is we're definitely looking to grow that pot. We want to bring more and more to Wrangell. We know it's really hard for our different entities here it's getting harder and harder with funds getting scarcer and scarcer. And so anything that we can do and those funds that we can access, we're trying to do the best we can to just add to our community.
Yeah, what would that look like in the future?
As far as?
Well, yeah, how would you like to grow that pot? You know, if you could get all the monies you could, what would you put it towards? What are some extra things the tribe would like to do?
Okay, so this is going to be my plug to come and help the ANA department do their meetings. Because, okay, so our ANA grant is to put together a strategic plan to prevent out-migration of tribal citizens. And that's specifically what we got money for under the Association of Native Americans. But this plan, we would love to have everybody come in and provide input. So this plan looks at three areas. It looks at Wrangell's economics. It looks at Wrangell's healthcare, which, you know, we've got some wonderful things happening there. And then it also looks at Wrangell's housing, which if you've tried to rent an apartment or purchase a house, you know how tight that is. So that is going to be directed by input from our citizens. And so as far as where I'd like to see us get more grant funding, that plan is going to be so instrumental in determining where WCA goes and looks for funds in the future. So, you know, I could say, well, yeah, it would be wonderful for us to develop, you know, a greater tourism industry in Wrangell or this, that, or the other. But that plan is going to bring together all of the minds in our communities and just really help us say, where does everyone else want to see us go search for funding? And so once that plan is complete, it will be so exciting. It's definitely not going to just go on the shelf. It is going to be a guided plan for us to go forward and grow and decide where we want to go in the future.
And is that a 5-year plan, a 10-year plan?
Yeah, it's a 5-year plan, and we are going to be having some consultants coming in and helping provide training to the WCA staff or building capacity there, and then they'll also help us put together that plan and do some really intensive community meetings. Up until now, we've been doing a lot of committee meetings, quarterly meetings, but that will sort of be like the big push to get as much information as possible, and there'll also be a survey going out.
Okay, when are the consultants coming in? When is the survey going out?
It will be sometime in spring of 2019, so we'll definitely keep you updated.
Cool. Yeah, and why do we want to curb outward migration?
Well, I think that what we're seeing, there's been a dramatic decrease in our population. And what we're seeing is a lot of our citizens are moving out and, you know, moving to hubs, moving out for jobs for one reason or another. I know that I personally moved and left. I got as far away from home as I possibly could, went to the East Coast and worked as a financial advisor in a brokerage firm, and then just realized that I was completely homesick. I wanted to come home. And I think there could be a lot of people out there who feel the same way, but what do you do when you come back to Wrangell? What kind of jobs are you looking at? What kind of market is there for the skills that you went out and obtained? You know, what are you looking at for housing? What access to healthcare do you have? How do we retain our elders being able to stay here? They're such a valuable resource. How do we keep them in Wrangell with our healthcare and access to long-term care and senior housing requirements? So yeah, we would love to be able to take this plan and just, you know, help those people move back if they want to, help people stay in Wrangell if that's what they want to do. And in the midst of all of this, just envisioning our culture just rich and thriving and growing so that it is attractive and people can realize this is my base, this is who I am, and this is really important to me, and we want to be here in Wrangell. We want to be a part of a thriving community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that seems like definitely a mindset you would think of tribal people having, and also everybody else in Wrangell. They seem very tied to their community, but if you don't feel like you have opportunities, then how are you going to stay? So I see what you're saying. Let's go to a short break. So we have Esther Ashton with us today. She's the tribal administrator. We would love if you would give us a call. That number is 874-2345. You can ask a question or just say hi. The time is 1:14. We'll be back shortly. All right, we're back with Talk on the Rock with Esther Ashton from the tribe. So yeah, we've talked about a lot of the grants that the tribe is getting to support tribal folks in Wrangell. Okay, yes. Okay, so we got a call. So, 1 second. Maya? Hello?
Hi.
Okay, right. one second, and then we'll get you. One second, Maya. We got to get set up a little bit.
Okay, cool.
Okay, introduce yourself and ask a question.
Hi, good afternoon, Ringo. This is Maya DeLong, and I was just calling in to just say hello and give my support to Esther and say you're doing a great job in your position and for Wrangell as a whole. And thanks for explaining the out-migration, just that last little bit about moving back to Wrangell and attracting our citizens back was really touching. So
thank you, Maya. That means a lot.
Yeah. So I guess my tidbit was just to say hello and keep up the good work. Cindy reminded me that it was a live air call. I just want to leave a comment and get off. But she was like, no, this is how we do live. So
thanks, Maya.
Well, no problem. Yeah, thanks for informing everybody about what they can do to get involved. So thank you. And you guys enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Thank you.
Okay, thanks so much, Maya.
Okay, have a great day.
You too.
Okay, bye.
Okay, that was nice. All right, thank you, Maya, for calling in and saying hi. And that's one of our new assembly members. Maybe you could talk a little bit about your relationship with the city. You know, the tribe and the city, they work together. They're the two governments that we have in town. Kind of explain to us a little bit about what that relationship looks like and, you know, what is our tribal government?
Sure. So we have a wonderful relationship with the city. We have done, through our transportation department primarily, a lot of collaborative projects with them. So, for example, the Weber Street project that I mentioned, that was, I think, a $750,000 project in which we collaborated with the city. We had an MOU with them to come in and work with them on putting together the plans for the road, utilizing their help with some of the pipes and things. And then we brought in the crew to do a lot of the work and the paving, and came out with just a beautiful transportation facility there on Weber Street. So it belongs to the city. It's a city transportation. It's a road. And through that collaboration, we're able to help the city and also help those tribal citizens that live on that road. So that's one example of the collaboration. Another example would be through Parks and Rec. We love working with Parks and Rec. So we were able to help them get the Crushed to put on Volunteer Trail when they started their new push to get the trails updated. So that came through our transportation department. So we really are intent on collaborating with as many entities in the Wrangell community as possible, because the more collaboration you have, the better all of us are. So being able to put what we can obtain and mix it with what the city has really is beneficial for all of us. And then also our IGAP department does a wonderful job interacting with the city. We meet with them quarterly, update them on everything our IGAP department is doing. So we definitely enjoy a great working relationship with them.
Definitely. Thank you. Cool. Then let's go on to another question. One of the new things that's happening with the tribe is you all are getting a new office.
Yes, we are getting a new office. This has been something that has been in the planning for quite some time. We are going to be located right next to Alpine. So don't know how that's going to be with all that access to, you know, all of the yummy food at Alpine. That's like right across the street. But yes, we purchased that duplex and we're renovating it. We purchased the property right next door. Eventually, that will be a maintenance facility. But right now we are just renovating that building from top to bottom, and it's going to house all of our WCA departments, which is really cool. And throughout the whole process, and Bill Willard and Lizzie Romaine are our transportation manager and our administrative assistant, and they've done an awesome job doing all of this renovation work. But what we really wanted to do was make it look like a tribal office. So the plans that I'm really excited about, so when you drive by that building, the plywood you see on the corner, it's not going to stay that way. On each four corners, there's going to be a composite material on which there will be printed or inlaid a form line design that was created by Steve Brown. And it's a larger form line design, so you can't really tell, is this the eye of an eagle? Is it the eye of a raven? You know, if it were my choice, it would be an eagle and a killer whale. But, yeah, so Steve Brown put together the design for us, and I cannot wait to see what it's going to look like once those four posts are up. And eventually, we'd love to have some totems out there, so really make it evident that it's a growing and thriving tribal office.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you for bringing up the aesthetics of it. Virginia Oliver told me, ask her about that, that part of it. Yeah. And Steve Brown. Who's Steve Brown?
So Steve Brown is an artist that we've worked with before, I believe, and this was before my time. So, you know, maybe Virginia might be hearing me and calling incorrect, but he was really involved in the Chief Shake's House renovation. So he's a very skilled artist. And yeah, we called on him to be able to provide something for our new tribal offices. And it's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. We saw the drawings, and yeah, we're pretty darn excited to see what that's going to look like once it's up and installed.
Cool. Yeah, what's the timeline on that?
Well, our timeline for moving in is we're going to be in there by December 1st. So yes, it's going to be a busy, busy fall for us with conferences we're going to and trainings and moving at the same time. As far as the panels, I really don't know. It's been a little bit of a longer process, as you can imagine, since they're so detailed. And it's, you know, a bit of a custom kind of thing, but so don't have an idea or estimate on the panels, but we will be moved in there by December 1st and want to do an open house once it's all complete, and just invite the community to come in and take a look at our first WCA owned office.
Absolutely. That's awesome. Cool. Yeah. And then party.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Cool. Okay, so let's go to a real quick break. And again, if you want to call in, that number is 874-2345. All right, we are back. The time is 1:27. We have our guest, Esther Ashton, in the studio, and she's with the tribe. So we're going to talk about a little bit more of what's going on with the tribe, but let's start with Totem Park and what happened with that this year.
Yes, so this was very exciting. Totem Park was owned by Sea Alaska, and we performed the maintenance on the park. And when they had their annual meeting here, they gifted it to the tribe, which was significant for us. It's right in downtown. It has huge cultural significance. And it just adds to WCA's ability to add to the cultural richness of Wrangell. So we have that. We've got Chief Shake's Tribal House, our new building. So yeah, it was fairly significant for the tribe to receive that as a gift from Sea Alaska, and we greatly thank them.
Yeah, and that has some, there's a little bit of significance to it around Wrangell being a landless tribe too. Yeah.
Yes, we are a landless tribe, and you know, very slowly and surely we're gaining these little parcels, and And it's very exciting. We've got, I mean, we have tourists that come in and locals that come and enjoy the historic aspects of the tribal house. It's an amazing place. And now we've got this totem park that is owned by the tribe with the ability to do more planning around that and apply for more grant funding. So there are different ideas that are being thrown around, like what the, if the Chief Chake's house is an eagle house, can we do like keep the balance there and do a raven house? You know, there's lots of ideas around the park. So yeah, very exciting for the tribe.
Cool. Awesome. Okay. And then back to some other programs we should talk about. So this HIP.
Yes, the BIA HIP program. Okay. I did want to let our citizens know about the BIA HIP program. So we went out and tried to find the grant funding for the ICDBG, the Healthy Homes, but this is another program that we had found out about and were working through Clink and Haida to provide it to our tribal citizens. So it's a program that is for low-income residents, and it's based on your family size and income limit as far as what you're eligible, if you are eligible to apply. And it has four different categories. So when you apply, category A is you can receive $7,500 in safety or sanitation repairs to your house. Category B is a $60,000 renovation, and it's a grant to bring your house to a standard housing condition. Category C, they can help you build a modest house. And category D, they have assistance towards the purchase of a modest house. And it's a maximum of 30% of the house price or $75,000, whichever is less. And we have the grant applications at WCA. They're actually not that bad to fill out. They're fairly short. You're going to need proof of income. And then once you complete those, you bring them back to our office and we mail them out for you. They do need the originals from the application. And then, you know, we keep a copy in our file. But yeah, I would definitely like to get the word out there on that BIA HIP program and get as many of our tribal citizens to apply for that as possible.
Absolutely. Yeah. So once again, more to like renovate people's homes.
Yes.
Which is huge.
Yes. It's very huge. Standard of living, reduction in energy bills, just such a great help for those people that are able to apply and receive that assistance.
Yeah, definitely. Especially in a place like Wrangell where housing is limited, getting supplies is hard on the island. Yeah, this is a big help to people.
Yes, and energy efficiency is so important here.
Mm-hmm. All right, and then we have a dinner this Friday, I believe.
Yes, there is a search dinner this Friday at 6 p.m. It's at the Nolan Center. Levy Brock is really spearheading this effort. She was able to obtain some moose meat and just wanted to bring the community together. I think there's going to be some raffles. I think there's going to be an auction, which I think is in the format of you buy a chance for a dollar and they choose a number and whoever places their dollar on that number wins. So I think that'll be fun. So come out this Friday at 6 and join us and bring a dish to share and just come together as a community.
Okay. Yeah. And so, yeah, this is just a way for folks to get together, and this is supported by Search.
Yes, yeah. It is. And then one other thing I wanted to mention as far as calendar items was I was reminded to say the next ANA meeting, and that's the meeting where we're putting together the plan to prevent out-migration of tribal citizens, is at our WCA office this Friday at 4:30 p.m., 4:30 to 5:30. So, yes, please come and join us during that time.
Absolutely. So this all sounds great. And before we sign off, I know you wanted to give some shout outs.
Yes. So a huge shout out to our board. So our board right now is Richard Oliver, our president, John Martin, our vice president, Frank Churchill is our treasurer, and then our other board members are Lovey Brock, Arthur Larson, Lou Knapp, and DJ McConaughey. They work tirelessly on behalf of WCA. It's all volunteer, and we thank them so much for their time and their guidance. Also, definitely want to do a shout out to my staff. We've got Chris Buness and Kim Wickman as our IGAP employees. I mentioned our transportation department, Bill Willard and Lizzie Romaine, and then our ANA staff, Ruby McMurrin and Talia Masson, who also serves as our WCA receptionist. We've just got a really great team, and I would just like to thank them so much, because a lot of what I'm talking about is really due to that hardworking board and a staff that just really collaborates and works well on behalf of our tribal citizens and our community as a whole.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you all love each other. Cool. All right. Then, Esther, thank you so much for coming in today.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So you've been listening to Talk on the Rock, and the time is 1:34, and we'll be back next week with another guest. Peace out.